The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Happy birthday to me, Albin.
Oh, happy birthday to you, sir.
Me.
Oh,
actually, most important of all, seriously, today's my birthday, but there's just no way around it. I don't think of it as my birthday. I think of it as my dad's birthday. Today is my dad's birthday, and my dad turns 95 years old today. 95 today. Praise Jesus.
Yeah. And I've got a birthday candle for each of you on this toaster strudel or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Albin.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to all that trouble.
That is
so sweet of you. That is so sweet. I'm, gosh, there's so much we're going to share today. The first thing I want to say is tomorrow everybody has to vote. If tomorrow is a primary day for you, June 28th, you better vote. If you don't vote, we're going to find out. We're going to come after you because we've got phone tracking. We know who you are. If you don't go and vote, we're coming after you tomorrow. I'm going to vote for Andrew Giuliani. We'll talk with him quite a bit today. He's running for mayor. His father, Rudy Giuliani, was physically attacked by some chooch in Staten Island. Can you believe it?
I can't believe
some
it.
Some jadrul in Staten Island attacked the 78-year-old mayor Giuliani, one of the great American heroes. Anyway.
Yeah. Andrew's and by the way, if you don't vote, you don't get a piece of this toaster strudel.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
Eric, I got to find out from you what this is, a whole new year of life for you.
Yeah.
What are your plans, objectives, target? What are you going to do this year?
Well, first of all, I got to get this wig dry cleaned because it's not looking too good. It needs to be. You know, Milo Yiannopoulos and I use the same. We go to the same. We get our hair treated at the same. Now, look, I'm not ashamed to say that Milo and I, when it comes to hair, we're tracking people. Okay. We're on the same page. Milo Yiannopoulos and I, we're both Greek. We both understand the importance of good hair presentation, be it a wig, a weave, whatever you need to do. Okay. I want to be really clear with my audience. That's who I am. Okay. Albin, let's get serious for a minute. My goals.
Yes.
My goal is I want to have arms like Tom Fitton. Have you seen Tom Fitton?
No.
Fitton's arms are next level. My goal is to have arms like Tom Fitton and to have breasts like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen Arnold's? Oh, my goodness, man.
No.
Those are my goals, my bodybuilding goals for the year. And maybe we should. And also, I just think just to make things easier for you as a producer, just to have no more guests on the program, just to have you and I just kind of riffing and cracking stupid jokes and stuff. And just to become kind of like a, you know, like a Gentile Howard Stern. That would really be my goal for the program.
The ratings would go through the roof.
I gotta get serious. We got to talk about Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about a lot of things, and we're going to have that in hour two. We're going to talk more about Roe v. Wade.
Oh, by the way, just a quick fun fact for like a Fun Facts Friday kind of thing. On this day in 1893, the melody for Happy Birthday to You was first published. That's a real fact. Thank you, Mike Opelka. That's a real fact.
So not only is today my birthday and my father's birthday and Helen Keller's birthday, it is also the birthday of Happy Birthday to You. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the fact that the person who wrote that song wrote it on my birthday, they didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
That's like very special and sweet.
I wrote it on a cocktail napkin, and I have the cocktail napkin right
Look
here.
At that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, all right, we've got to get serious here, and we're not going to. How's that?
Never.
We need to get serious, and we're not going to tough luck. It's my birthday. I can do what I want. All right. I actually do want to get serious for a second. We were this weekend in Connecticut with my mom and dad. Now, my mom's birthday is June 24th. So obviously for my whole lifetime, we've been celebrating our birthdays together, my mom and my dad and me. And so this weekend we went to a beautiful restaurant in Bethel, Connecticut called La Zingara. Fantastic. But on Saturday for my father's birthday in particular, we went in New Milford, Connecticut. There's also one in White Plains. I recommend these restaurants as highly as I can recommend a restaurant. I have a friend. We've been friends for 50 years. Since I was a kid, Dino Kalitzas, okay? We were altar boys at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church, and we've just grown up all these years. Dino has become an astonishing restaurateur, and he has a restaurant called Greca, one in New Milford, Connecticut, one in White Plains. The one in White Plains is insane. It's like three levels in this old, like, glorious building. It's one of the most amazing things. So in White Plains and in New Milford, it's called Greca. So my mom and dad and Suzanne and my brother, and, you know, we all went for my father's 95th birthday to Greca in New Milford. And it was absolutely so wonderful. And Dino, who just opened the restaurant in White Plains, drove all the way from White Plains just to catch us at the end of our meal. That's the kind of a guy he is. Like, wow. you know how over the decades, you know who your real friends are? One of the sweetest. I just love him. He was at the Socrates in the City with Charlie Duke. Did Charlie Duke call me up for my birthday? I don't think so. Because he's astronauts. You know what I mean? It goes to their head. All right. So we got to stop joking now, Albin. It's time to get serious. We have nothing serious to say. Actually, we got several things. Okay. Number one, speaking of the month of June, Nutramedics.com. Only this month, folks, only this month. Nutramedics.com, you always get 20% off with the code ERIC, but only this month, which is to say for what, three more days? Mm-hmm. For three more days, if you put in the code ERIC JUNE on all of the immune stuff, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, the immunosupport thing, all of that, 30% off. That's what I say everybody should be taking every day. I take it every day. Nutramedics.com, ERIC JUNE is the code for 30% off, but it's only for the next 3 days, ladies and gentlemen. So you need to step up. We also should say A Matter of Life. There's a film. We'll talk about this later in the program, but the Roe v. Wade thing is unbelievable. People say to me, a lot of people have wished me happy birthday online. If you want to do something for me on my birthday, if you're not signed up for my newsletter, most of my dearest friends are not signed up for the newsletter. And they said, you interviewed who? What? If you go to ericmetaxas.com, if you want to do me a favor on my birthday, go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. That happens to be my name, Eric Metaxas, ericmetaxas.com. If you sign up for the newsletter, I'm sending out birthday photos, photos of my dad, all kinds of stuff that I'm sending out. And you don't get that if you're not signed up for my newsletter. No. So if you care, if you want to do something for me on my birthday, and on the birthday of the song, Happy Birthday, go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter. Also, if you know, people do say like, oh, I'd like to buy a copy of one of my books for a friend or something like that. I really write my books usually hoping that people will give them to friends, people that maybe aren't on the same page as you, whether theologically or politically, just to help them think life through. Obviously I got it right here. Holy cow. Look, If You Can Keep It, About America, mm-hmm. Is Atheism Dead? I'm getting a lot of great feedback on Is Atheism Dead, more than any book since Bonhoeffer.
That's great.
I think because the writing in it is kind of fun. Some of it is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Writing.
It is. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So I'm saying that, you know, if you feel inclined, you can get all my books through my website, or you can go to SocratesInTheCity.com, get signed copies. But, you know, if you want to do something nice for me, that would be super duper, since I've been canceled, in case you didn't know. I keep talking to people and people say like, yeah, what happened to you? I used to watch you on YouTube. It's like, yes, the communist Martian overlords at YouTube wiped this program out. So a lot of people aren't able to see the video and stuff. So I just want to make a point of that. But if you go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for my newsletter, or sign your friends up, because there's just so many things that we don't share with you on this program. I think we're out of time. So let me conclude by saying happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to my dad, whom I love like crazy. And we'll be back with Andrew Giuliani. And we've got way more coming up after Andrew Giuliani. A lot of Roe v. Wade news. Stick around. In a room full of hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio.
Hey there, folks. I warned you that I would have a Giuliani as my guest today. I wasn't making it up. Here he is. Andrew Giuliani. Andrew, welcome.
Eric, always great to be with you.
I got to say, my interview with your father, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, I don't know, a month or two ago, it was so much fun. People just loved it. And I knew I've loved your father for decades and stuff. I only got to meet you a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to say that you're running for governor of New York. Yeah. And the reason I'm happy to say that is because as I've gotten to know you, I've gotten really enthused, because there are a lot of people that maybe they're on the right side of some issues or whatever, but there are very few people that I think have the zeal, the fire, the joy to run and to win and to be a good governor. And because I've determined that you do, I'm particularly thrilled to have you on the program.
Well, you know, we met probably about 10 days, 2 weeks after my daughter Grace's birthday. And I got to tell you, you are the first book that was ever signed for my daughter Grace. But that brings up really what we're doing this all for. And I have to tell you, every single time that I look in her eyes or give her a kiss and see that toothless grin, I realize what we're doing this all for. And it gives me conviction every single day to make sure that we're fighting for New Yorkers. And we're fighting to make New York a better state. Unfortunately, you know this well, Eric. We're leading the country in out-migration. There are a whole lot of reasons why.
Okay. Well, look, for my audience, just so they understand, you know, I'm not particularly political, but when you're in an ideological war with insane Marxists who have taken over the Democratic Party, unfortunately, these kinds of elections are extremely important, right? And I think part of, for me, what's interesting, too, is that
I alluded to it a moment ago as I'm describing you. You don't just need to agree with me on the issues. You need to have the kind of the fire to understand what is at stake. Now, when we're talking about New York, just knowing that you could be governor of New York gives me tremendous hope, because I have to say it has been so bleak. And when I say bleak, I don't just mean bleak because of the Democrats, but the kind of people that the Republicans have been putting out there, it's pathetic. Yeah. You just realize it's almost better to lose because they're just placeholders. They're not really willing to roll up their sleeves and fight.
Yeah.
You have a primary coming up. I want to be real clear. You have a primary coming up June 28th.
Yes.
You are. It's a tight race.
Yeah, it is. It's close. Mattering which poll you look at, we're up single digits or down within the margin of error. It's right there. So it's going to be all about who gets their vote out better.
Okay. So I've never talked to Lee Zeldin, but he's your principal opponent in this Republican primary. Where do you differ from him? Why, other than the fact that I like you and you're funny and normal and you believe in God, you know, all that good stuff. But you, where do you see yourself differing from him?
Well, on paper, on policy, we're very similar. I think it's a matter of principle, to be perfectly honest. This is a guy who thought that Andrew Cuomo would make a good president.
Hey, said that, stop. Say that again.
He thought that Andrew Cuomo would make a good president.
Okay, that's Lee Zeldin, who you're running against in the GOP primary for governor. I didn't know this. So whenever I hear somebody, I'm like, stop everything. Why in the world? Because it's one thing to say, I think Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan was a principled Democrat. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Cuomo?
Yeah. And the truth is he rubber stamped all of his budgets that basically saw our state go from $135 billion in 2010 to $143 billion a couple years later to now $220 billion. So when you talked about kind of those Republicans folding like cheap suits, unfortunately, Lee's part of that group right there. I think in Andrew Giuliani, you're going to get a guy who learned from Rudy Giuliani and from Donald Trump. Now, whatever you think about those guys, I happen to love both of those guys. Whatever you think about them, I think we can 100% agree that both of those men have a whole lot of conviction.
Listen, I love both of those guys, and it's why I'm coming to love you, because you start seeing that if you do not have that fire in you, we are where we are now in this country because of Republicans, sounds like Lee Zeldin, who they're kind of playing patty cake with evil. I mean, when you're dealing with somebody like an Andrew Cuomo, I guess, you know, he fooled some people. Yeah. But we now see that these people are ideologues, that they have a completely different view of America.
Well, you know New York for a very long time. And when we think about Albany, you think about corrupt politicians. Andrew Cuomo brought that to a whole new low. And unfortunately, with Kathy Hochul, while she's only been on the job for 9 months now, she had a lieutenant governor that literally was arrested because of campaign finance fraud. That was her first major appointment. And now in this Bill Stadium deal, her husband, Bill Hochul, literally is profiting off of the deal that she approved. Eric, you can take out Bill Hochul and put in Hunter Biden, and I think your national audience will understand exactly what we're going through from a corruption standpoint here in the state of New York.
And look, this is to me what it boils down to, is that you have two visions of America. The founder's vision is about citizen government. We govern ourselves. We elect people transparently to represent us. And then you have what the founders hated was the idea of these career politicians who would come in and begin to make a nice life for themselves. And they would go on decade after decade, whether it's the Biden family or the Pelosi family. And they begin to put their tentacles out there, and it goes into the generations and their families and siblings and kids and whatever. And you realize it is fundamentally un-American, and it leads to corruption. There's just no way around it. That's what human beings do. They get power. They want more power. Mm-hmm. And basically, the Democrats have been very comfortable with that.
Right. It's the unaccountable bureaucracy, which Donald Trump labeled draining the swamp. And I mean, when you think about unaccountable bureaucracy from a state government level, New York's budget is $220 billion. For perspective, the state of Florida's budget is $98 billion, and they have a million more people. So you're absolutely right on this. Albany has been a cesspool, and we are just not taking care of New York taxpayer dollars. What's more, in terms of the amount of power that first Andrew Cuomo and now Kathy Hochul basically have usurped in Albany, one thing that I dealt with a couple days ago at our most recent debate was the fact that I was not allowed actually in the debate hall. I had to
I'm interrupting because when something huge comes up, I want people to be like, listen, folks.
Yeah.
Listen carefully to this because this is where we are. So go tell this story.
Yeah. So look, I have gotten COVID before. I still have natural immunity. And when they gave the first rules of the debate, CBS, our local CBS station here in New York, they said, you'll have to take a test to come in the room. I said, okay, I'll take a test to come in the room. About 5 days before the debate, they all of a sudden said, you need to upload your vaccination card. And I said, well, first and foremost, I don't think that's appropriate. Secondly, I don't have a vaccination card. I chose not to. I have natural immunity.
Another reason to love Andrew Giuliani. Seriously, you're a hero because I've talked about the vaccine. It's an outrage.
Yeah.
And then the second level is the vaccine cards and this stuff. It's a second level of government intrusion outrage. So this comes to haunt you in the debate.
Yeah. Think about this in New York, right? To vote, we don't have to show identification. But for me to go and practice my First Amendment rights and represent all those New Yorkers who have expressed support and wanted to hear my views, I would have had to show identification, which I don't have. And I am proud to. Look, I've followed the actual science on this. I've read the Israeli studies. I've read the Johns Hopkins study. And the fact that natural immunity is not even considered is beyond absurd. Also in New York, we need to bring back the religious exemptions when we're considering this. And
thank
that's something.
God,
look,
you're bringing this up.
And Eric, you've touched on this so many times. We've lost a level of morality in this state, not just in this country, but in this state. When you're talking about lighting up the Empire State Building to, quote, celebrate your abortion, what have we come to as a society? As governor, we will fight against that. I will fight against that every single day and make sure we return our state to a level of morality where we can all be proud of.
Well, and again, this is basic America. This is not some like we're imposing some values. I mean, this is the most basic stuff. And the left, in complicity with the Rhino GOP, they really don't see this. But I just want to say this is pure politics. The reason they did this to you with the vaccine, suddenly demanding. And again, ladies and gentlemen, think how nuts this is. We're going to have a debate for the governorship of the state of New York. And they're saying, because of. It's so important. We've got the bubonic plague. People are dropping dead. We need to know that you have been vaccinated. And if you're not, we're going to put you over in the penalty box just to signal to all the crazy people out there that you see this guy.
Yeah,
he won't get with the program. He's not getting like the rainbow BLM tattoo on his forehead. He's a bad guy. We can't trust him. It's such naked politics that they would at the last minute impose this on you. So we're talking, folks, to, I hope, the next governor of New York City, by God's grace, Andrew Giuliani. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow Foam and Impact Gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057.
Hey,
Hey there, folks. I hope I'm talking to the next governor of New York State, because we need help here. And usually, just seems to me, you know, over the years, usually help in bad situations for New York comes in the form of some kind of Giuliani. It was Rudy Giuliani saved New York very dramatically. I can give you chapter and verse on that. And now we have his son, Andrew Giuliani, running for the governorship. Now, look, June 28th is the primary.
Yes.
It's going to be tight. You're running against Lee Zeldin. Mm-hmm. He's not an evil person, but it doesn't strike me that he's nearly up to the job in the way that you are. I don't think I'm just saying that because I know you. Right. I know enough to get a sense that we need fighters. We need people who are willing to talk about the vaccine lunacy. Yeah. So talk about this again. So you go to a debate the other day, mm-hmm. and they make you like sit in a penalty box yeah. because you did not get vaccinated.
Yeah. And to me, this was absurd. Look, the other three Republican candidates, they immediately handed over their papers. For me, I just said, first and foremost, I think it's a constitutional right of ours where we should not have to do that. But secondly, I've chosen not to get this shot. And they said, well, you'll have to be relegated to a different box. Now, for me, I thought about not actually showing up and doing it, but I wanted to make sure that I got our message out there to as many New Yorkers as possible. So we tried to do everything we could to be on that debate stage, but ended up settling where we had to be in a completely different studio, which ironically enough was down the block. Now, at the very same time, Eric, you ended up having a concert going on at Madison Square Garden where you had 20,000 people that were all in there. You were talking about six people in a studio that were socially distanced from each other. So you highlighted this before. This is not about the science. This is about political theater. The same thing
That's
that
right.
we're seeing
That's
down
right.
in Washington, D.C. right now with this January 6th committee hearings
yep.
in primetime.
Yep.
That's the same thing. They want Americans to comply. Well, the truth is, let's start looking at the science on this. Let's start looking at actually the real data on this, and then we can make decisions.
Well, I think most Americans are waking up
yeah.
to the madness, because Americans are nice people. We go along, you know, when they say you got to stay in your house for 2 weeks, and you're like, well, that's weird, but okay. And it gets more and more and more preposterous. I mean, I see people, young people, walking around Central Park or the city wearing masks, and I'm thinking, what world are yeah. you in? It's like, you know, it's like 3,000 years since the onset of this weird thing and stuff. You're wearing masks. You're going along with this kind of – it feels like a Marxist agenda.
Yeah.
Like the state is taking control. The way former Governor Cuomo treated people and talked to people. And something has happened
and
in this country.
He put the state above God, too. He put the state
well,
above God.
I mean, ultimately, that's where this whole conversation goes, right. is that – I think Americans, we've had it so good that we forget that the founders, they were living in a different time, and they had to make this very clear. But we've been so blessed that, in a sense, we're not really clear on how evil is. That power, you know, wants to increase power, wants to keep power, and we've never seen it on display in the way when the COVID thing happened. I never dreamt the way mayors and blue state governors behaved. I just think most yeah. Americans didn't think we would ever right. see anything approaching that.
Yeah.
It was horrifying.
Yeah, look, when I think about what's mainstream in the Democratic Party right now, even a decade ago on college campuses, it would have been considered radical. The same people that want to talk to me about the science of COVID, thinking that they have the upper hand on this, are telling me that my daughter can choose whether she's a male or a female or another. I mean, I heard a story the other day that there was a girl in kindergarten who is identifying as a kitten. And to empower her, they set up a litter box in the classroom so she can use the bathroom in the litter box.
Are
as
we
a
kidding?
Could.
Andrew, I know
I
you're a big joker.
You I'm kidding.
You're a big
I
joker.
I wish I could tell you that I'm kidding.
This
and
is
I
serious.
Can't say that I've been in that classroom. There's a story that was told to me, but it's beyond crazy what we're dealing with here. And that's why we have to get back to the common sense of the ideas and of the issues here in New York. And like I said before, I look at my daughter every single day, and I know that my parents literally took a frontline stance on making sure that they handed over a better city, a better state, and a better country to me than they grew up in. We're at a place where I don't know if we can say that right now to the next generation. I will fight with everything I have to make sure that New York State is in a better place for the next generation than it is right now.
Well, again, I think that, you know, back when Trump was running during the primaries, I didn't come out for anybody in particular. People, I just knew that whoever the GOP person is, of course, I'm going to vote for them against Hillary Clinton, not just because she has bad ideas, but because she's probably one of the most corrupt figures in American public life. So I didn't say anything about Trump, but I had an innate sense that if you're going to be running against Hillary Clinton, you need to be a real fighter.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that I thought Trump would be a good candidate. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're at that point now where what passed for okay in the past, it's no longer workable. So if you have people like Lee Zeldin or others that, you know, they're nice people, whatever, but if you don't recognize we're in an ideological war, when you have kids, it's effectively child abuse. Yeah. When you ask a five-year-old, 100%. What do you identify
that's
as?
Exactly right.
You know, that's not appropriate.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when you think about putting masks on 2 to 4-year-olds, look, we were joking around in the commercial break over here. I'm Italian. We think that not only 90% of communication is nonverbal, 95% of communication is nonverbal. Think about this. If we're doing this right now, we've lost so much of our verbal communication. What is that doing?
It is inhuman. It is sick. Most people, I think, have a sense of that. Yeah. And we need to elect people who get that, or else. We'll be right back talking to Andrew Giuliani. I didn't see you come in. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I have guests. Don't worry. It's not just me. I'm talking to Andrew Giuliani, I hope, will be the next governor of the state of New York. That would be terrific. Andrew, welcome.
Eric, thank you as always.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your family. Now, anybody who knows your dad is such a hero to me because I grew up in this city. I remember when it was a crime-ridden mess. You couldn't dream that this city could ever turn into the oasis of safety and whatever that it became. And it's because your father was an incredible fighter.
Yeah.
You know, because we really, there are a lot of people that they have nice ideas, whatever, but your father somehow amazingly got it done. Trump is very similar. Obviously, DeSantis, there are few people that are emerging that have that fire. They understand things are bad. We need to try something new. We need to try something different. I know you're that kind of guy, and I can only imagine in part it's because you spent a lot of time around your dad.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, working 4 years in President Trump's White House as a special assistant to the president, the last couple of years working with him every single day and really knowing him for over 20 years, but also growing up and seeing New York, as you mentioned, change from the rotting apple, as Time magazine detailed it in the early 90s, over 2,000 murders a year after year after year, to less than 600 just 5 short years later, to less than 300 when those policies were actually continued by the next mayor. To be honest, Eric, here's the thing I think that's so important. It's what you're touching on right here. There's so many politicians that come in, they say they're going to do this, and they get confronted with evil in their first term at some point, and they don't realize exactly what's going to hit them. They don't realize exactly how hard it is to make sure they push through that. Donald Trump realized that. Rudy Giuliani realized that. I learned from both of those guys. And frankly, Eric, I mean, I remember having a death threat against me when I was 12 years old because of a policy that my father instituted, which, by the way, ended up saving New Yorkers' lives. I know exactly the kind of evil that's going to be coming for me on day one. This is very simple. I'm looking forward to pushing through this. That way, New York can be a better place. New Yorkers are not going to get a cheap suit that's going to fold in Andrew Giuliani. They're going to get somebody with a backbone who's going to change this state.
I have to say that what makes it's one thing to get angry at like Marxist, leftist Democrats who I think are crazy. They're crazy. But I feel like they're naturally crazy or they're honestly crazy, half of them. Some of them are really evil, but
they
a lot of them believe lies. But what really ticks me off is the Republicans who enable them.
Yeah.
And we have seen this, whether it's Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy or whoever it is, Lindsey Graham, a lot of people that once in a while they'll say something and you're like, great. But then you see over the course of time, they have enabled Marxist, anti-American thinking, anti-Christian thinking. They have enabled this over the decades so that most Americans and certainly most New Yorkers just think, what world? Who is running this world? It doesn't have any bearing on the world that I live in. And I think that that's, you know, your opponent, Lee Zeldin and others, they seem to think that if we just play nice, everything will be okay.
Right.
And that's why we're in this mess.
Well, I think this really important ideal to highlight here when you look at those who fold and those who actually push through, it's courage, right? I mean, it's tough when day in and day out you have a leftist press that's writing this about you and you have threats, and it's easier to take a different way out. But you got to have somebody with courage that's going to come in there and make sure that they actually come in and change the thing when they do have all that that's fighting against him here. So to me, that's what I learned really in growing up in my father's household and seeing the transformation. But I also see, and this is maybe just growing up in it day in and day out, I would not be able to live with myself if I couldn't look myself in the mirror, if I couldn't look my wife in the mirror and tell them that I'm saying what I believe. New Yorkers, whether you agree with me on a policy or not, you're always going to get a genuine person in Andrew Giuliani. I think that's so important to know.
Well, it's funny, too, because I know that you're involved, that Curtis Sliwa was involved with you, and he's been on the show a bunch of times. He's another hero. These are people that it's almost like it's just a common sense thing.
Yeah.
You realize, I mean, what Curtis Sliwa did with the Guardian Angels and this kind of stuff in the city, they actually care about poor people. Yeah. They think, what can we do to reduce crime?
Absolutely.
They're not playing that that political game. No one has been more attacked than Trump, than your dad. Curtis Sliwa, of course, was nearly murdered by the Gottis. I mean, crazy stuff. But obviously, it puts a fire in you that you're not gonna play games.
Yeah, Curtis has been stabbed and shot, and he's been working to make New York a safer place for all New Yorkers for nearly 45 years now. So there's nobody that understands the challenges that New York has, and unfortunately, is still going through. Than Curtis. Look, the truth is, when we talk about crime in New York specifically, there's a playbook that works. I don't want to sound egotistical here. It's called the Giuliani playbook.
Oh, look, this is like math, ladies and gentlemen. This is just like math. It worked so dramatically that not to go along with it is sort of sick.
It is. And when I think about, and you mentioned this before, being compassionate to New Yorkers and Americans, there's nobody since Hudson sailed down that river that's a little bit west of us right now that saved more New York lives than Rudy Giuliani, because he instituted broken windows policing. He allowed our police to be proactive. And that actually ended up creating more bonds with communities in New York. We went from 2,000 murders a year to less than 600 to less than 300. Eric, here's the thing that's so amazing. We were at 2,000 murders a year or 300 murders a year, or now up to about 600, which is where we're at. We're going in the wrong direction right now. 65 to 75% of those victims were African-American victims. So if black lives truly mattered to the left, then they would be making sure they'd institute broken windows theory.
Look, that's obviously the point. When your dad was on this program, I was talking to him about, you know, what he did in New York was so dramatically effective that you would just say, like, sign me up. Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, whatever. and it actually fascinates me. How do people live with themselves? A mayor like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, how do you live with yourself knowing that hundreds and hundreds of black people are being murdered, but because, I guess, of your pride or something, you will not do anything to help them because maybe that means saying Giuliani did something right. We're going to go to another break here. We've got a final segment with Andrew Giuliani. The website, folks, please go to saveny.org. We need your help. I need your help. I live here, folks. saveny.org. Saveny.org. The primary is June 28th. We'll be right back. Oh, man, take a look at my life. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Andrew Giuliani. I hope, as a New Yorker, an American, that he will be the next governor of New York. But that would take people voting for him, which is why I wanted him on this program. Folks, if you live in New York or know anybody who lives in the state of New York, June 28th is the primary. We kind of need you to step up. June 28th is the primary. You are running against a number of folks in the GOP who I don't think can hold a candle to you, which is why I wanted to have you on the program, frankly, because I care about this state, that we're in a bad place right now.
Yeah, Eric, you're absolutely right. I mean, I mentioned it before, but we lead the country in out-migration, and it's for a magnitude of reasons. We talked about crime before, but one thing that we actually didn't get to, which I think is really important national news, is our district attorney here, where we're sitting in Manhattan, in New York County. This is a guy who on day two of his administration wrote a memo to his assistant district attorneys that said he was not going to prosecute, get this, armed robbery and resisting arrest. What kind of a message does that send? We don't have recall in New York like they have in San Francisco or L.A., but the governor has the ability under the New York State Constitution, Article 8, Section 13B, to fire any district attorney. And on day one, I will fire any district attorney that chooses not to execute their oath of office, just like Alvin Bragg here in Manhattan.
Okay, it's incomprehensible to me because I'm not in this world. How is it possible that you could have district attorneys that would say things like, I mean, it is like they are patently working for evil and for crime. I really don't understand. In what world does that make sense, what you just said?
You know, it's tough for me to get in the mindset of Alvin Bragg. I can't tell you exactly what he's thinking, except for the fact that he's chose political power over making sure he protected New Yorkers and did the right things. And I think we can learn a whole lot from Christ's teachings on that. And we saw it with Pilate. We've seen it with so many others in the Bible that chose power over actually doing the right thing for their people. And so to me, that's one thing that's a good example. It's like I said, it's tough for me to get in his mindset. I'd much rather just give him his pink slip on day one and say, let's do everything that we're doing to protect New York.
But I mean, it's just a level of madness. I mean, I see the deterioration here in New York City. It's been dramatic.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it was before your father became the mayor, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things on the street in the nice neighborhood where I live, Upper East Side. You know, you think, wow, this is changing month by month. It's just kind of bizarre that there are people like this DA who would put that kind of information out there. It's like, I mean, let's be clear. It is literally the opposite of the broken windows theory that your father put in. Your father said, no matter what you do, we're coming after you. It creates a climate like law, abiding citizenry. We're going to keep the city clean. We're going to keep the city safe. It sends a message.
Right.
This sends dramatically the opposite message.
You know, when you think about the homeless in New York, we've been told by the left that it's not compassionate to ask them not to live on the streets. I think it's actually the exact opposite. If your brother or sister, let's say, was rotting away, maybe had a drug addiction problem or had some mental issues, would it be compassionate to watch them literally melt into the street or freeze to death? So to me, this is a matter of doing what's compassionate to our fellow New Yorkers over here and making sure we're doing everything we can from a policy perspective to protect them.
This is basic common sense. We'll have you back on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, June 28th is the New York primary. This is vital for the country, okay? Because New York's a bellwether state. Very, very important. The website, saveny.org. I hope somebody who can write a check will go to saveny.org. New York needs your help. America needs your help. Andrew Giuliani, God bless you. Thank you.
Eric, thank you as always for having me.
Three.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.